Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The fertilizer company at the center of last week's explosion in West Texas began processing large volumes of ammonium nitrate as far back as 2006 without any apparent oversight or questioning of the facility's location and vicinity to schools and homes. Federal and state investigators in Texas continue sorting through what caused the explosion at West Fertilizer Company that killed 15 people, including 10 firefighters or other first responders. West Fertilizer laid out to Texas air quality regulators that the facility was a bulk fertilizer facility processing more than 4,700 tons of dry bulk fertilizer each year. The fertilizer total included 2,400 tons of ammonium nitrate annually. While not explosive in and of itself, ammonium nitrate must be kept a safe distance from blasting agents or other materials that could cause explosions. Pre-monsoon rains are expected to lash India's drought-struck western parts over the next 2 to 3 days. Last year, India received less rain in the first half of the June-September monsoon season than usual. Western India has endured a 2-year-long dry spell. Monsoon rains are crucial for India and other South Asian countries as most of the farmlands are rain-fed. Officials say China and 15 Asia-Pacific nations will meet next month to start the first round of talks to create one of the world's largest trading blocs. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership has been regarded as a rival pact to the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, a free trade initiative involving a dozen countries but which excludes China. Both the pacts underline competition between the U.S. and China for influence in Asia. Chinese researchers reporting in The Lancet today confirmed that the poultry is the source of the H7N9 flu among humans. They said they found no evidence of person-to-person transmission. The World Health Organization had previously said poultry is a likely source of the virus, which has been linked to at least 22 deaths out of 108 identified cases. Bunch of first quarter earnings to report. Dow Chemical Company's first quarter profit jumped 28% as margins widened and the chemical company controlled its expenses. Dow reported a profit of $635 million versus year-ago profits of $497 million. Hershey Company's first quarter profit rose 22% as the candy maker sold more candy across the globe. The company also raised its outlook for the year and now expects per-share earnings of $3.61 to $3.65. That's up from $3.56 to $3.63. The company is planning to increase its marketing spending 20% this year to try to sell more candy. Hershey is also looking to build its business in China and in other international markets.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Longtime Illinois Public Media agricultural business partner Mike Zuzolo says WILL Ag continues to respond to the needs of an ever-changing agribusiness world.
You're listening to the people that you're going out and saying, how rare is that today? This culture that we live in today is not one that likes to listen. We all like to talk, especially when it comes to media. And I think that's where that independence, that unique quality that you have, you listen to the people that are listening to you, and it makes it that much better in terms of the way you bring forth your information to them. in a variety of ways. You've captured the new ability of producers to be able to get into the broadband internet connections. We couldn't have done these things 5 years ago, but we can now, and you're not afraid to try it if it means that somebody gets what they want. And I think that's where this level of service that you bring to the audience that you work for is truly unprecedented.
Your $100 contribution to Illinois Public Media Agriculture will bring you even more timely commodity market information and analysis on new media. Call now at 217-244-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org.
And Les Schulte, it is true enough. We have tried very hard to make the information that we provide on a daily basis to those who would want to hear it, those who need it to help make informed decisions in their agricultural businesses, as accessible as we possibly can. You no longer have to be in a truck and have your radio on at 9:50 in the morning to hear what Dan Zwicker is going to tell us just in a couple of minutes about the technicals of the marketplace.
That's right, Dave. And as Mike said, you know, we're there for you. That's the way you want to get the information. That's the way we're going to provide it for you, you know, online, in podcasts, on the phone, in a newsletter. We want to provide you the information the way you want to use it. Now, we just take a couple of times a year and ask for your support to help support this service at whatever level fits into your budget. You make that decision, whether it's $60 a year, whether it's $100 a year, whether maybe it's $500 a year. You decide. 217-244-9455, willpledge.org. We have this great challenge going on right now. We have a group of businesses who have come together who appreciate these services. They've kind of grouped together to make an Ag Fund challenge that when we hear from 150 Ag pledges, people that just say, you know, I like WILL, and one of the services I like is Ag. So you mention that when you call in or when you put in your web pledge, and we can count you towards this 150, and we can add now $4,700.
That's huge.
That's huge. That pays for a lot of services here at WILL, a lot of ag services here at WILL. And we want to thank the folks at Total Grain Marketing for participating in this ag challenge and making it possible. And, Dave, we are at 82 pledges to go to meet that 150.
Oh, that is so totally doable.
It is doable. And here's the thing. The next 9 pledges are very important because that brings us down to 75. That's halfway. That's the tipping point.
It is a tipping point.
Then we start the real countdown to that 150. So the next 9 pledges, let's get those right now. So if you've been thinking about it, pick up the phone and call 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Get us to that tipping point. Let's take it over the tipping point right now.
Joining us as we approach that tipping point is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He's out in Mandeville, Louisiana. Hey, Dan, what about your tipping point?
What about my tipping point?
Yeah.
Well, get those 7 callers to call in.
217-244-9455.
The information that you guys provide is the only kind in the country. So you've got people listening to you on the internet all over the world. So maybe we get some of those internet listeners to call in for a donation.
That would be wonderful. Or you can go online if you are an internet listener and go to willpledge.org and you can make your contribution there as well. Why don't we get and talk about the marketplace and the technicals of the market? Let's start with corn. I want to start with new crop corn. What are you seeing there?
Well, I'm seeing a bullish divergence pattern when it's tied into like a 14-day stochastic indicator. So it kind of implies to me that the market is kind of ripe for some short covering. If it's a true blue validated bullish divergence pattern, it kind of implies that we may have a short covering bounce back to this 550 area. We're back into the 550s, and of course that would be the highest level we've been since the report that March report that just really pulled the rug out from underneath the corn market. So I am seeing that as a potential as rally. Like I've told the group, when you get into planting delays, and I know Central Illinois and Northern Illinois got hammered pretty good with some pretty good rains this week, and nothing is moving up there. But it usually next week, I think, is probably going to be real critical to the marketplace, what the weather maps are looking at when we turn the corner into next week. And but as a rule, planting delays don't get much traction until you kind of get into the May 10th, May 15th area. Most of the trades probably going to look at maybe USDA's first look at the supply-demand balance sheet for the 13-14 year. That might have some of the biggest crop in it because they will be using the March acreage number, and my guess that they'll probably use the yield that they use during the ag form, which is somewhere, I think, in the 162.5. And I think most people feel that the wet spring so far, we've lost a few acres, and we've probably have lost that potential to maybe hit 162. So, but July weather is still the most important, but July weather doesn't do us any good until we get the crop planted. So probably next week maybe is when the market begins to start responding to some of these planting delays, because I don't think the national number is going to creep up much. It might be sitting at about 8%. I think last Monday we were at 4. Maybe we go to 8, but I don't think we see much improvement in the big areas like Iowa and Minnesota and Illinois and Indiana. So, and that's where the bulk of the corn is grown.
So that keeps that weather play alive for another week, and we can talk about
it. I think
it
so. But next week's probably real important, whether or not, you know, the maps open up and allow us to plant, or if we're going to, you know, postpone planting for another week or two. And I think the market will respond to that. Now, as I say that, you know, I want to emphasize that both December corn and November beans are in a counter-seasonal decline. And that is opposite of what we normally do at this time of year. And when you're in a counter-seasonal decline like this, it tells you your fundamentals are very bearish, or at least the perception of them are very bearish, and it may be more that we don't even know about that's coming at us. So when you're in a counter-seasonal decline like this, until the trend shifts, rally potentials will be generally limited, and they will be difficult to attain the upside targets that a lot of technicians talk about, like myself. So, but we are in a counter-seasonal decline. If we continue in that, it's very similar to kind of what we were in last year and what we were in 2010. That means you kind of decline into a June low. How low is by the time June gets around here, it could, you know, the weather pattern will have to open up. If the weather pattern opens up and allows us to get back into a fairly good planting dates, you know, prior to May 15th, this market could get awful bearish, I think, going into June. So you do have to caution about that.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. And one of our most respected analysts, one of the top 10, if not top 5, technical analysts on the globe, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really appreciate the fact that Dan, even though he is not living in the area anymore, is continuing to be one of our analysts on this station and bring this kind of information to you here in Central Illinois or wherever you're listening to it, you know, throughout the world, I guess, on the Internet. 217-244-9455, willpledge.org. You can support this kind of information mm-hmm. when you make that call and make that pledge of support. We're working on that challenge for 4,700 dollars. We want to thank the people who have helped make this challenge possible. Risk Management Commodities and the Andersons are just two of them, and we really appreciate their contribution. Let's not let this challenge just kind of lie there. We need your pledge right now.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.